And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Margaret Gray with us talking about the Academy Awards. So you saw War of the Worlds. Is that nominated?
I think War of the Worlds is nominated in one of the technical categories, Phil. But we saw it on pay-per-view the other night. And Jason J. Delmonico asked me, Mommy, can we watch the movie? And I said, of course. And I asked Frank, and he signaled it was fine with him because, you know, we wanted to see the movie. So Dakota Fanning is one of the actresses in this film.
She's a little 12-year-old, right?
Yeah, she's 12 or 13 years of age. And Spielberg has a history with young actors. The word is that he lets them run a little wild. And I believe he does that so that he can get whatever kind of performance he wants out of them. This child in this film was absolutely uncontrolled. I don't know how to describe it, but she was crying inappropriately, Phil. She was screaming through a lot of scenes. She was as obnoxious a child as you would want to be around.
Well, the plot called for that, didn't it? In other words, she's supposed to be some kid that's traumatized.
Well, I don't think the plot called for this child to be utterly, utterly obnoxious in every scene. You could not deal with it. You couldn't focus on the film. You couldn't focus on the theme of the film. Listening to this brat, really, screaming and crying. So the movie ended, and mothers know what I'm talking about. When you're put through an experience like that, 3 hours of a child being given full rein to scream and cry and rant and rave, you are under an awful lot of stress. So the following night, Sharon Cole and myself, and her daughter was there, Kimberly, and we were doing some of the planning for Sons of Santa Monica, which is a charity event that we do. Kimberly, Sharon's daughter, is very much in appearance like Dakota Fanning. She's got the blonde hair, same bone structure. And I was shaken from this experience of watching this child, this little adult, allowed to just scream and cry and carry on and give all kinds of guff to adults. I was shaken. So I walked over to Kimberly and I signaled to Sharon. She was across the room at one of the guest lists. And I said, Sharon, I need this. And I slapped Kimberly across the face.
Now, this is not your daughter, right?
No, this is Sharon's daughter.
And you slapped her why?
I slapped her and mothers know what I'm talking about. Any mother out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you're put through the experience of listening to someone else's kid do whatever it wants, and you're having to listen to it crying and demanding things and being petulant and tearing up and yelling, it is a trauma that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish it on any of history's worst war criminals to have to go through that.
All right, but because you'd been through this trauma watching War of the Worlds, so this was Dakota Fanning, you walked over to this other kid.
I walked over to Kimberly, whose mother I know very well, and we know Kimberly, we know the family. The two children are very close. Jason J. and she are very close. All right, and I walked over, and I looked at Sharon, who was over, she was helping with two of the guest lists. And I said, Sharon, I really need this. And I gave Kimberly a slap across the face. It's difficult to explain. She's very pretty. She's got a very fresh pink face. And there's something very beautiful about that. And yet at the same time, if it isn't your child, you want to slap it. I don't know.
What do you mean you want to slap it? I take it that you were transferring onto this kid whatever obnoxious traits Dakota Fanning was.
That's exactly right, Phil. No, Kimberly's a wonderful girl, but this Dakota Fanning and this obnoxious brat in this movie put me over the edge to the point where that had to happen. Now, yes, you know, Sharon was upset.
Can I give the phone number out here for a moment?
Go ahead, Phil, but I want to tell you that we are very good friends.
All right, I know you're friends with the family. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on with us to talk about the Academy Awards tonight. One of the movies we're talking about is War of the Worlds, but you're mentioning the child actress Dakota Fanning, who in this film, War of the Worlds, is screaming and acting up. Is that it?
Yes. In the scene, Tom Cruise plays her father, and he's trying to get the children, the family, away from this attacking force of spacecraft from Mars. And the child is screaming, "Daddy, Daddy," and that loud scream and that continuous scream. In other words, what she does is that there was this loud, continuous scream, and you wanted to reach into the television set. So the next night when we were working on the charity...
So Sharon's there with her daughter, Kimberly, and that child hasn't done a thing to you.
No, but you've got to... You know, Phil, let me forewarn you a little bit. Mothers understand this. You don't get too sympathetic about the child who you are using in that moment to unstress. They get over it. Because every child at one time or another acts this way. And so every child at one time or another is deserving of this.
But this kid that you slapped was acting as a surrogate almost, or proxy, for this Dakota Fanning.
Well, yes, but...
But she hadn't done anything. This little girl is Kimberly.
No, she had not. No, Dakota Fanning is really the reason why I slapped that child. And you have to understand, Phil, I'm an entertainment writer. I've been around actors. I've been around actresses. One of the most unpleasant experiences, I should say, that you'll ever have is interviewing a child actor. It is unpleasant in the extreme to sit there and look at them and look at the parent and wish that you could just take that child under hand for a few moments. So, no, Kimberly didn't do anything. But I needed, as I indicated to Sharon, I needed to slap that child because of this Dakota Fanning. And this movie that...
I haven't seen War of the Worlds. I don't know why I haven't. I guess I'm not interested. And I know Dakota Fanning, maybe a lot of people listening to the show know who she is. She's pretty popular, though, isn't she?
She's very much in demand. A lot of people have got her on their radar. Oh, yeah. She is going to be very, very big, and is, I think. And I think that empowers this child to act like a little Hitler, you know. And I'm watching this movie, and I said to Frank, I wish I would have been on the set. I wish the film was being made now, even as we're watching it. And I would happen to be on the set. I don't know. Delivering food, whatever. And Dakota Fanning is in her trailer, and for a few seconds, there's no adults around. So that I could step up into that dressing room and beat that... Not beat her, Phil.
You know, living in the time that we live in, where you don't beat children,
No, I'm aware of that.
Living in a time where we don't use this corporal punishment as much as we used to say you're going to get up and beat a child...
I don't want to beat a child. But when you take a child and give her a large screen on which she can act out, when you make her a movie star, is there a child... I would ask parents, honestly, this... Any parent listening? Yes, I agree corporal punishment is wrong. Yes, I agree that hitting a child is wrong. Yes, I agree that children should not be treated that way. But is there a child more deserving of some form of beating than the movie star child? That's all I'm saying.
But she didn't get hit. This woman's daughter got hit.
Because I'm not on the set of War of the Worlds, and because there is a transference, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here, Margaret Gray talking about the Academy Awards. Crystal, you're on the Phil Henry Show, go ahead.
Do you not realize that that's child abuse, what you just did? You're talking you're talking about your child abuse. I'll tell you one thing right now.
Right, but it's only abuse.
If you would have hit my child like that, you would have been on the ground. If you were in the movie, you could have got your ass up and you could have walked out of the movie.
No, because we were showing it on pay-per-view at our home. And my son, Jason J., wanted to see the movie.
Well, you could have changed your channel. You could have went and watched another TV.
My son...
If you would have hit my kid like that, you would have been on the ground.
I
would not tolerate it.
I'm not hitting
you. And if she was your best friend, she wouldn't tolerate it either.
Well, let me ask you something. What color hair does your daughter...
All the time.
What color hair does your daughter have?
Excuse me?
What color of hair does your daughter have?
I don't have a daughter. I have a son. And
to hit your son. This was about Dakota Fanning. She's a female actress.
I don't care if she was
Well, what is that? What is it?
You got to watch your language. Watch your Crystal. Watch your language.
Why would I hit your child?
My friend's kid.
Why would I hit your child?
On the ground.
Is your son effeminate? Why would I? Does your son look like a girl? Why would I hit him? This is about Dakota.
Why would you hit somebody's kid that looks like somebody on TV just because you're annoyed with the movie? That does not even make sense.
As
that
a mother,
even comprehend.
Are you a mother?
Brain.
Are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
All right, then you understand.
A mother of a 10-year-old.
Then you understand the stress that we're all under when we see these brats who
but
act up.
As a mother, you learn to control it, and you learn to just think of other things rather than hitting somebody's kid.
Let me ask you a question. All I did was slap the child. Suppose I'd taken out one of my cross pens and shoved it in her eye.
Oh, my God.
That's my kid.
No, the woman's saying because I slapped her, that was terrible. What if I gouged an eye with a cross pen?
You know what? I don't care if you took your finger and flipped him on the ear. I don't care if you tapped him on the shoulder. If you touch my child, you're going to be on the floor.
This woman is confused.
That is disrespectful not only to my child, but to me.
Well, look at...
No, the woman's confused, Phil. I talked about Dakota Fanning, a female. She's got a son. Why would I hit her child?
Well, suppose...
I'm not talking... Do you understand?
No, you don't understand me. You don't understand me. This is Dakota Fanning we're talking about.
I completely understand.
All right, look at. Are you telling me, Ms. Gray, that you only get irritated with female child actresses? Are you telling me?
I'm saying this has nothing to do with some woman who may think the sun rises.
If you're in the mall and you walk by a kid that looks like Dakota Fanning, you're just going to run up and slap her because you didn't like the movie War of the Worlds?
Yeah, right. Is that the case? A stranger?
I happen to know the Coles. I know Sharon. I know Kimberly. I know them very well.
All right.
You've lost your damn mind.
You know, you're very judgmental. And I find that to be true of people that don't quite understand the entertainment business. And I have been in the entertainment business for quite...
Well, wait a minute. This is beyond the entertainment business. This is about slapping another...
I said to the mother, I said to Sharon, who I've known for 10 years, Sharon, I need this. And I took off my rings, and I gave it to her. And
you know what?
I don't understand what this woman
is. You needed that? Is that what you really just said?
Yes, I had just witnessed Dakota.
Why don't you walk outside and go smoke a cigarette?
So in other words, give myself lung cancer. The slap that child...
Go hit a brick wall. Go do something else. But I'm telling you, if you hit my kid...
You know, you're taking this personally. I never said anything about hitting your kid. I said that I hit...
If you are around me and you hit anybody else's kid...
Oh, now you're butting in.
You're going to be on the ground.
Now you're butting in. Now you're butting in.
You have no right to hit anybody's kid.
Well, that's not for you to judge. And number two, unless there's bruising or some kind of blood loss...
Let me give you some advice.
Look at Crystal, don't talk to me.
Go call a psychiatrist
and take
yourself there, because that's where you need to go.
Well, unless you have the proper credentials, the whole idea...
All right. Look at Crystal, we've got to take a break. Thank you very much for your call. I understand the lady's indignation.
What you don't understand, Phil, is what it is to be a mother and what it is to listen to some brat... And again, I'm sure Dakota Fanning is a very, very, she's a very talented girl. But listening to her unrestrained in the car, in an SUV, there's something about a blonde, pink-cheeked child in an SUV being allowed to just, you know what was funny? I had a plastic fork because we'd gone over to Chewy's. And I had a plastic fork for the tri-tip. And I wanted to take it, and I wanted to, almost in a stabbing motion, toward the television set. And this is...
Well, look, if we're talking about the Academy Awards here, and you're talking about some trauma or stress visited upon you by Dakota Fanning's performance, we've crossed over...
No, I think this is very relevant to any mother or father that has to put up with Steven Spielberg unleashing onto the world these things that are 3 feet high and cute.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Margaret Gray on the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. War of the Worlds featuring the young actress Dakota Fanning. Ms. Gray found the film to be irritating because of Miss Fanning's performance of a unrestrained, undisciplined kid, to the point where she slapped the daughter of a friend of hers that looked like Dakota Fanning. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
So what, I don't understand. What is this song?
This is not the song, Phil, no.
All right, well, we'll get the right one on, bud.
Yeah, it's for the, Phil, it's for the Sons of Santa Monica auction, and what we're going to do with the, what we're going to do with the song is, it'll be a sweetheart dance for our senior citizens.
Okay, then I want to get back to talking about the Dakota Fanning thing.
Yeah, but...
You got that, bud?
Here.
Here it is.
Yeah, this is... And I'll be performing this as part of our dinner show. It's a Billy Joel song. Tell her about it. I tell her all the things you know. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You know what I mean, Phil? And then we bring out the dancers.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I mean, are you guys rehearsing it?
Yeah, we are right here. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, and tell her about it. Tell her everything. Don't hold anything back, you know. And then it goes into, but that'll be the dinner show.
Yeah, but let's talk a little bit more seriously here. I
know that people are upset because they don't understand what it is to be a mother who almost died giving birth to a child. I almost died giving birth to my son. And to see a child that came clawing its way into the world almost at the expense of its mother's life, acting the way Dakota Fanning was on that screen.
Well, how much do you... Look, let's put the blame where it belongs. If the child, she's an actress, but let's just say she was inappropriate. What about Spielberg?
Oh, well, it's well known. It's common knowledge that Steven Spielberg lets these kids run wild. He doesn't care what happens after they leave the set, so long as he gets the performance he wants. And my understanding is that Spielberg looks for actors, child actors, whose mothers almost died in childbirth because he knows there's a viciousness to that child.
What do you mean?
Well, a child that almost killed its own mother while it was scratching and clawing and cutting its way into this life. And I suspect Dakota Fanning pretty much almost did her own mother in. And I know from my own son, I love my son, but I'll tell you, I love Jason J. Delmonico, but I sleep with one eye open. Believe me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're talking about a conscious mistrust of a child. I just don't think it's possible. And
you're not a mother, Phil.
That's a very nice, all-encompassing kind of argument. Joanne, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, I am a mother, and... Did you
almost die giving birth to
your
child?
You know what? Both my children I gave birth to, they almost died when I gave birth to them. And number two, in the movie, when you watch the whole movie, the child thinks her mother's dead and she's freaking out and she's known to have an anxiety attack. So I think she's acting pretty darn well in her situation. I'm a mother,
yes.
And for you to ask what color hair she has, I have a brunette daughter. Does that make a difference?
Yes, it does, because Dakota Fanning is a blonde.
So
I'm not going to transfer my very normal anxiety onto your child. Have you ever spent an afternoon in an SUV with four children who haven't eaten?
Absolutely.
All right, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's all you can do.
A movie, because somebody's acting in a movie. She's playing a role.
It's all you can do not to open the tailgate and shove them out. And I say that.
I would never do such a thing.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Why not feed? I've spent the afternoon with kids who haven't eaten. You feed them.
Of course you feed them, Phil, but sometimes you're out if you're on a road trip.
Well, you bring food along. If a kid's hungry, the kid's got to eat, okay? Otherwise, yeah, they will drive you nuts. But what's
that? You sound like a dysfunctional parent is what you sound like. I'm scared for your child is what I'm scared for.
I almost died giving birth to Jason J. Delmonico.
You know what? Don't get pregnant and have kids
I see. So in other words, I'm supposed to know that I'm going to die in childbirth? I don't understand you.
You're not dead, honey. You're still alive.
I think the kid owes me, as any child would.
But you smacked your kid. You smacked this other woman's kid, who I think is just as crazy as you, because she allowed it.
How are you going to
take your rings off and hit her child?
Can I ask you a question?
She's as demented as you are.
Wait a minute. What do you do when the child is acting up in the film and you can't get into the movie?
Walk away from the movie. Turn the movie off. It's irritating to you.
Yeah, let's walk away from all of our problems, and that's why 9/11 happened.
You aren't even in a movie theater.
It's a film.
Stop, lady.
The child was directed to act that way, all right?
Thank you very much, Phil.
You know something? Oh, thank you, Phil. What do the two of you know about filmmaking?
What do you know?
My son is an actor. All right.
What was he in?
Yeah.
What was he in?
He's been in a number of television.
Look, we've got to take a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to get back to that. Margaret Gray was... So it goes...
Right. But Sharon, if we can kill the music for a minute.
Go ahead, bud.
Here.
Sharon is part of our entertainment committee, and I don't think she's going to make any problems for me, believe me.
This woman's child you slapped, you know.
I understand all about that, but the point I'm making and the thing that I think Sharon gets and the thing that I think you need to get, Sharon Cole is a wonderful girl. She's got a wonderful family. But if she decides to do what you're suggesting, which is call the police or make a problem for, you know, like that, I just don't think she's going to want to go there. Because I do have the connections. And the bigger issue here, Phil...
What do you mean, connections? If you slap her daughter...
No, the bigger issue here, Phil, is she is chomping at the bit to be a part of this show. And I'm right now the entertainment director. And so, can I just play that one part?
Go ahead.
Tell her about it. And tell her all the things you found out, you know. Now, here's where Sharon wants to come in and do it. And it's a 50s thing, so there's a doo-wop, doo-wop. And then, okay, one, two, three, heel kick. I do a heel kick, and then I do a full layout. And then I sprint across the stage backwards. It's almost like a spider crawl. And then tell her about it. Go ahead and tell her all of the filthy details, you know. Now, if we could...
Go ahead, bud.
So I said to her, all right. Yes, you can be in the show. It's almost like Lucille Ball. You remember on I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
I said, all right, you can be in the show. But this thing with Kimberly, let it lie. For your sake as well as mine, let it lie.
This woman is willing to let that drop to be in that show. Doesn't sound right to me.
Well, you're not a mother, Phil.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a mother, and I didn't almost die in childbirth. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you talk about it like, oh, well, I didn't almost die. Like you want to have that experience. Believe me, if you ever saw the film It's Alive, 1978, the child, which in that case was an alien child, claws its way out of the mother and then slits the throat of the doctor delivering it. Now, is that what you're...
What are you talking about that? I'm talking about hitting someone else's kid. 1-800-449-8686. Leo, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just a bit amazed that this woman can't separate reality from fantasy. A movie is fantasy. Slapping a kid is reality. And
well,
in most states, she wouldn't be called a mother, she'd be called a felon.
She'd be what?
A felon. You've committed assault.
Oh, I have not. I've slapped a child across the face. And you know how many children have been slapped across the face? It's just today alone in America. Millions.
And every one of them could file
right.
a case for assault.
No, that's
every
not true.
One of them.
No, that's not true. Because, first of all...
No,
it's not true. You are allowed to practice... you are allowed to practice corporal punishment... And
what were you punishing the child for? The child had done nothing.
I was punishing that child, yes. In that instance, you're right. I was punishing that child for Dakota Fanning's career. Yes.
She's a psychopath. So the woman is a psychopath.
Oh, so here we are. Doctor, what is your name again? Dr. Leo?
Leo, Dr. Leo, yeah.
Yes, all right, doctor, thank you. And your shingle, you hang that out where?
I went to UCLA, the University of the corner of Lexington Avenue.
All right, that's wonderful. In other words, you dropped out. Yeah.
No, in other words, I know assault when I see it. You assaulted a child. Period. End of story.
You know something? For a man that is a college graduate, you'd think you'd get a better cell phone because it sounds like you're sitting in a gas station can.
All right. What has that got to do with anything?
Personal invective. When someone cannot defend themselves...
Yeah, and the other thing I want to say, what if someone walks up to your son, Jason J. Delmonico, who you think the world does sun rises and sets on, and belts him?
For what? For Dakota Fanning, he's a boy. Christ.
You know what? I don't like the kid that was in the Tarzan movie who played boy. So, you know what? The next time I see you, you're going to slap him because he played with monkeys.
You know something? I'll have you know something, that the Tarzan films, you want to laugh about that movie. That film, you know, that movie tells the story of how AIDS came into this country.
Oh boy.
Are you for real?
No, yes, I am for real. And this man wants to laugh. You didn't like boy. You want to slap that boy.
No, I want to slap your boy because of boy in the Tarzan movie.
That's the point he's making, because he didn't like boy in the Tarzan movie. He wants to slap Jason J. Delmonico.
So the man, in other words, this man wants to go into an AIDS hospice and start slapping people? I don't understand.
What do you mean AIDS?
Where do we get to AIDS?
What is with AIDS?
The Tarzan films tell very clearly how AIDS, first of all, AIDS passed from the monkey. What was the monkey's name?
Cheetah.
To Tarzan. It went from Tarzan to boy and then boy to Jane. And then she... How dare you?
How dare you?
Are you for real?
I'm telling you, it's an allegory. You know what an allegory is.
Yeah, it's an example.
That's what I'm talking about.
So AIDS went from cheetah to Tarzan. Tarzan passed it to boy, and boy gave it to Jane.
And she flew...
Tarzan to Jane and Jane to boy, that person.
No, boy gave it to Jane. You know something? You know why I'm talking silly with you? Because you're obviously not a father. Here it is. Tell her you've got AIDS.
Hold on.
I'm a father. I'm a grandfather of four.
All right. And I'm sure at any time you've wanted a rare back and just slapped the taste out of the mouth of at least one of them. No?
Never.
That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
Is it really?
All right, I'll look at okay. Leo, right. Thank you for your call. I don't know the point you're trying to make. Before this gentleman hangs up, though, your point is that nobody would ever slap Jason J. Delmonico, but it's okay to use this anxiety that you've got to get it out by slapping someone else's kid.
Look at Phil. I know Sharon Cole. I know her very well. She owes me. And it's not that it's...
So she owes you? She should allow you to slap her kid?
The woman is on my back about... Hold on, here she is right now, Sharon. I'm sorry. She's in the room right now. I don't know what you want me to tell her about. Here's the song I want you to play. The fact, Phil, that Sharon owes me in the sense that she wants to be on our show. She wants to sing background to tell her about it. There's a lot of things she'd like. There's a lot of things that Sharon dreams about. There's a lot. You know what? I wish rainwater was beer, Phil. I wish we all had wings. But we don't. This part here, Sharon, you sing. Tell her about it. Tell her, you're infected or whatever. I don't...
All right, hold on. 1-800-4... Yeah, tell her you're infected, all right. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I wanted to hear more about it, and we are talking with Margaret Gray about the Academy Awards, the upcoming Sons of Santa Monica charity event. The idea that Dakota Fanning in a movie upset you, and yet you would walk up to another child and slap that child's face.
Phil, it was stress-related. It really was. And this is where I differ from most people.
Well, if it's stress-related, then you have to go see a doctor for it, don't you? Don't you have to...
Well, but it is the kind of stress that we're all dealing with. I'm acting it out. Most women will push it down, and what does it turn into? It turns into frigidity. It turns into a depression. It turns into a hysteria or crying bouts or crying fits or a passive-aggressive way of dealing with your husband or your children. And it would be so much healthier to transfer that aggression, because as women, we're the ones that are stuck with the kids, and we love our children. But let's face it, they're not always sunshine and light. And when you turn the television set on to try to get away from it, and there is a Steven Spielberg-created child with the blonde curly-cue hair, the little blue eyes, and the mouth on her like a sewer in New Orleans... And I really mean it, Phil.
Well, she wasn't cursing, was she?
The point is that the child, you want to hit something, anything. And if it's pink and it's young and its hair is blonde, you bet. All right, one, two, three. Tell me about you. No, not tell me about you. Tell her.
Look, I want to get to some more calls.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Moving on here to, I've got Andrea on the line. Andrea, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Andrea, go right ahead.
I just floored by this lady. I'm wondering what kind of credentials or, I mean, she's making fun of everybody. She's changed her mind at least 7 or 8 times since I've been listening. First, she's frustrated. Then she's a normal mother. Then she's a mother who almost died. And all it boils down to is she slapped a kid that wasn't hers. And it doesn't matter if it was her best friend's kid or not. If you're my best friend or my sister or my mother or anybody and you touched my kid, I'd freaking take you out, period. That's all. It has nothing
well,
to do
you
with
know,
anything
big,
else.
You know,
and
it's,
she keeps
it's
talking over
talk.
Everybody else and not letting anybody express their
I
opinion.
Believe I've been letting you
and
talk.
And when they do, she just cuts in and belittles them. Because obviously she has a self-esteem problem.
Well, I think you're
and
talking
that's where
big,
she's
but,
getting off beating kids because she is not a normal.
Can I ask you a question? You talk the talk. Do you walk the walk?
Yes, I do.
All right, wait a minute, ladies.
No, she says she's going to take me out. Do you know what that means?
No, I'm saying if you
have you
my
know
kid,
what taking
me
out means? It means she wants to kill me.
Kid,
yes, kill me.
Take you out.
Wait a minute. You slap someone's child.
You'd think one woman would have sympathy for another from all that we've been through, but no, not women
bull.
Today.
That's
women
bull.
Today
that's
stab
bull.
Each other in the back.
That's bull.
The stress that
you're
we are on.
It, lady. You're not a normal, you're not even a normal woman.
Oh, you know, I'm glad that you're a judge of what a woman is. I'm really
well,
so happy to meet you.
You have judged every single person who has talked to you because you think you're right.
You know,
when, when I say I don't think you're right, then I'm the one who's
no,
wrong.
But with that mouth on yours,
you're
you sound like you're the one that needs a thumping.
Yeah, see, it's everybody else.
No, I'm saying, of course,
have a problem. It's everybody
I admitted
else.
That I'm stressed out. You didn't hear that? You didn't
I'm
hear that part?
Out.
No.
I don't hit kids. And yes,
well,
I'm a mother.
You know something? I guess we'll have to take your word for that, won't we, Andrea, that you don't hit kids?
I don't understand.
Well, what are you saying? She's
mother.
Lying?
I'll have to take your word for it that you're a mother.
Well, all right. Then why don't we, instead of having to take each other's word for it, let's look at the facts straight on. Dakota Fanning, a brat. You're living with
you
children.
Know her personally? Do you know Dakota Fanning personally or what you saw
I can,
in the movie?
What I saw in War of the Worlds, that child needs
no,
a boot to the teeth.
The
wait a minute.
The truth.
Exactly. The movie. It's a
the
movie.
The truth. Now I know.
Everybody knows that Spielberg directs children, and he does a very good job. And
oh, yeah. Steven Spielberg can leash on the world these kids with the mouths on them like a sailor, and we can't do anything about it. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care who did it. She got it. And
oh, you don't care who did it, but that little Kimberly got it.
Yeah.
Oh, now there's all kinds of quiet, like you're judging me in
silence. You're the one with the issue because you're taking it on someone else because you're stressed out and you can't stand this.
What do you do when you're stressed?
Blonde. It's little blonde angelic kids, not your baby, not brunette kids.
What do you do when you're stressed? What do you do when you're stressed out?
Exercise, walk away.
Walk
don't hit my kids.
And that's
yes,
really doing
I
America.
I hit them, but I don't.
Well,
and I wouldn't hit anybody else's kids.
By the way, can I ask you a question? Because I just saw her on TV. Chrissy Evert. Do you know who Chrissy Evert was? The tennis player.
Yes.
She looks like hell, Phil. She is.
What has she got to do with anything, Chrissy Evert?
I think
that's
she looks like...
She goes off on tangents to get away from the fact that...
No, I'm just... Chrissy Evert looks road hard and put up wet.
Has nothing to do with Dakota Fanning.
Oh, boy, it's nothing to do with Dakota Fanning.
Yes, it does, because Chrissy Evert is a performer as well, and I'd kick her in the teeth, too. So it doesn't really have to...
So it's not got to do with kids, it's just people that stress you out or on TV.
Yes.
Maybe you should stop watching TV and movies, because then you wouldn't be stressed out anymore.
Can we have that music turned off?
All right, hold on, I got to take a break. Andrea's made, I think, an excellent point. You've been all over...
Every caller has made an excellent point, but me, you give me vinegar to drink.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry
really
Show
crude.
Is back.
So I'm not allowed to slap him for that.
For what?
The little lyric that he sang. And
well, I don't know what it was. You say that it was crude.
I'm not going to sing all of it, but it rhymes. Do you want me to at least give you the...
Go ahead.
He sings this. He says, nothing could be finer than to be in your, and the word starts with a V. And then in the morning.
Who said that?
No, if that woman's son said that, would I not be allowed? I almost died giving birth to my child. Would I not be allowed to slap another woman's child?
Ms. Gray, you're under a lot of stress.
No, please don't talk down to me.
I'm going to take one more phone call and we'll let you go, all right? Our number is, because I know you have a lot of work to do.
No, but you see, you're avoiding my question.
Let me just take one more phone call that I'm going to give you a chance to recoup. Jenny, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
I would like to make a lot of things clear to this lady. Lady, I have four daughters. I gave birth to all four of them. I almost died giving birth to my first one. I almost died giving birth to my last one, okay? Whether it be my children or anybody else's. Nobody has the right to attack somebody else's child.
Even though your children tore their way into this world through your body.
Okay, let me make this clear. When you willfully get get pregnant and you willfully have that child does not owe you.
Tore their way through your body into this life.
That's right, because you offered to be the host and take responsibility for another human being's life.
And what if that child sings a limerick like that other woman's son? Nothing could be finer than to be in your...
Because that woman... Look, it's that mother's responsibility to discipline her child. If you have an issue, you talk to the mother about it.
Well,
you
I don't like any boy saying nothing can be finer than
your
own. Blankety blank in the morning.
I don't care what the hell they said. Is that your radio on in the background?